Now it is playing out in the open. US President Donald Trump has started targeting India, but instead of getting hit by it, it is actually turning into a blessing in disguise. First, let's rewind a bit. We all know that Trump has imposed double tariffs on India, 25% as a reciprocal tariff and another 25% as a penalty for purchasing Russian oil. But the interesting thing is, that was not a penalty. He called it sanctions. And just yesterday, the White House spokeswoman said it openly. We have imposed sanctions because India is buying too much oil from Russia. Before the Ukraine war, India used to buy only 1% of Russian crude. Today, that number is 42%. Now here's the twist. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is also openly talking about this. By the way, this guy is the same guy who has worked for George Soros, invested with him. Basically, Bessent is Soros' guy. And he says India is taking Russian crude, refining it and selling it. That is called profiteering, according to him. Profiteering, seriously. So if you buy raw material, turn it into a finished product and sell it, that's profiteering in United States dictionary. Then what about America's own game? For decades, US companies shifted their factories to China, used cheap labor, cheap raw material, and made profits because of high dollar value. Isn't that called profiteering? Then blowing up European cheap Russian gas pipelines, I'm talking about Nord Stream 1 and 2. Then turning around to sell European Union countries expensive American gas. In 2025, US LNG exports to Europe has reached record highs. Isn't that opportunistic? And then look at these European leaders. Despite knowing all these things, they are sitting and listening to their master. All are involved. It's clearly visible. Anyhow, now here's where the story flips. Russia jumped in and stood firmly with India. Moscow officially said these extra tariffs and so-called penalties are unreasonable. And in diplomatic language, when someone says unreasonable or irrational, it actually means we condemn what you're doing. And Russia didn't stop there. They announced a 5% discount on the crude for India. So while Trump is trying to punish us, India is getting cheaper oil. In fact, Indian refineries have already booked extra Russian crude for September and October. Because in August, China grabbed a big chunk. That 5% discount means roughly $3 less per barrel at today's price. Earlier, such deals were made in silence, refinery to refinery. Now Russia has made it a government-level commitment. It's right on the face of the United States. On top of that, Russia said 90% of the payments are now happening in rupees and rubles. And since India is buying so much oil, Russia wants to use those rupees for importing Indian goods like textiles, gems and jewelry, which America is refusing to take. So Trump thought India would be punished, would beg on its knees. But what happened? India is actually getting cheaper oil, more market access and stronger ties with Russia. Meanwhile, America is still playing the global policeman. They even created a new narcotics force to justify interventions. But everyone knows the truth. The US military on the ground is weak. Remember their July 4th parade? The overweight, unfit soldiers marching showed their real condition. Without air power and fancy weapons, the US Army is nothing. Afghanistan showed it, Vietnam showed it, even Ukraine is showing it. That is why the US doesn't send their troops in Ukraine. So America's dominance today is standing on sand. These bullying tactics won't last. Whatever economic damage these tariffs were supposed to do, markets already know it's not happening. In fact, India's own internal market is strong. Just one GST announcement with two main slabs charged up the entire economy. So honestly, even if America blocks some Indian goods, it hardly matters. Because Russia has just given India another boost, making our economy stronger than before. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.